Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. A prosecutor in Bahrain said Tuesday four American journalists have been charged with illegally assembling with the intent to commit a crime. Police announced the arrest on Monday, saying the woman and three men entered the country last week and performed journalistic activities without permission from authorities, in addition to carry out illegal acts. The prosecutor's statement Tuesday said the group was interrogated with lawyers present and were being released. The journalists went to Bahrain to cover the anniversary of the island's pro-democracy protests that were crushed by authorities 5 years ago. Air attacks in northern Syria that have damaged or destroyed schools and hospitals and left at least 50 dead drew international condemnation. Susan Rice, a U.S. National Security Advisor, denounced the strikes that some believe were carried out by the government or Russian forces.
What concerns us is that as the violence continues, more and more civilians are being impacted. And the pressure on civilians and the outflow of displaced persons from their areas of residence is increasing. And that is why we have put a premium on trying to halt the violence, enable humanitarian access, and create an environment that is conducive for a political track to get underway.
Meanwhile, UN envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, is in the country where he's due to hold talks Tuesday with officials on implementing a ceasefire this week. He arrived late Monday in the Syrian capital of Damascus for an unannounced visit. World powers agreed last week to a cessation of hostilities. It's set to begin on Friday in order to let badly needed humanitarian aid to be delivered. You're listening to VOA News. Former French President Nicolas Sarkozy.